Hello, all you party people. Happy Halloween. I know that normally I don't release on Tuesdays, but I figured since it was Halloween, you know, I would go ahead and release a new singularity for you. And keeping in the spirit of Halloween, I figured I would tell you a couple of stories that aren't really scary, okay, but they're weird. So, without further ado, the first story I want to tell you is one time when I was playing in the Mort Band many, many years ago, we were asked to play a festival called Starwood. It's like a pagan festival. And the venue that we were going to be playing at was called the Puffer Dome. It was like this, kind of like this, from what I understand anyway, it was kind of like this hot air balloon kind of thing where it was made out of fabric and it was filled with this air, okay? And the band would set up inside the Puffer Dome and we would play. And from what I understood and from what I was told about this Puffer Dome, what made it kind of unique or special was because of the way the air was inside of this bubble that we were going to be playing in, that sound would travel differently. Okay, now that was my understanding. So there would be all kinds of weird echoes and all kinds of different ways that the sound would move through the air inside this inflatable, like, balloon kind of thing. So we were setting our gear up to play. And there were quite a few people inside of the Puffer Dome while we were setting up, okay? And they were all talking and, you know, mingling and, you know, milling around. And while I was setting up my drums, I distinctly heard, like, behind me, and now my back was right to the edge of the Puffer Dome. So the fabric for this Puffer Dome was literally, you know, maybe 2 or 3 or 4 feet behind me, okay? And I was with my back to the wall facing out to the room, right? Setting my drums up. And I distinctly heard two women having a conversation, okay? They were directly behind me. One was to my right and one was to my left, and they were talking to each other, okay? And I assumed, okay, that it was because the air was traveling differently in the room, that somebody somewhere in the room was having a conversation and it was hitting the wall behind me, okay? So we played our show, everything went well, and when we were done playing, we kind of got together and we were kind of talking about the performance and everything. And I mentioned to Mort that I had heard these two voices that were talking directly behind me. And he looked at me like I had lobsters crawling out of my ears. He was like, "What are you talking about?" And I'm like, "Well, yeah, you know how people in that room, they could talk and you would echo or whatever." And he's like, "No, that's not supposed to happen." So I'm standing there thinking, okay, I know for a fact that I heard two women having a conversation. And they sounded like they were right behind me, okay? And he's claiming that that wouldn't happen in this room. Now, I was freaked out because my understanding was that that's how it worked, that those voices I heard were actually two physical people in the room having a conversation. And I was just getting, like, the slap back from their conversation against the wall. But it turns out that wasn't the case. So I didn't quite know what to make of that, okay? Now, I never had an experience like that before, and I never had an experience like it after. It was only that one time in that room at that one time. So that was the first story. Make of that whatever you want. The second story that I'll tell you is way back when I was working in that print shop, okay? This is a pretty weird story. I usually, in the evening time, a lot of the time, I would be working by myself, okay? And it was a really simple job. People would come in, we had a couple of copy machines, and usually people would come in to make photocopies. That's pretty much what we did most of the time, okay? And I would be in charge of, like, you know, helping them out, making sure the machines were working good, and kind of like if they had any questions, I could answer them, and then I would take their money and etc., etc. I mean, I was a clerk, okay? Well, this one time, it was like a really, really slow day. Like, nobody came in. It was just quiet. And this car pulls up in front of the print shop, okay? And where I was sitting, I could see through the windows out to the front of onto the street, okay? And it was like a really old car. It was probably like a 1960s, like, you know, I don't even know. It wasn't like a fancy car. It was just a sedan, you know, an old 60s sedan, and in pretty good shape. But this guy gets out of the car and he can barely walk, okay? This really, really, really old guy, okay? And he kind of, you know, he shuts the door and he kind of hobbles, you know. I mean, it took him to walk, you know, 10 feet. It probably took him, you know, 10 minutes. Like, he went, you know, a foot a minute. You know, he was moving so slowly and struggling to walk. So I saw him and I opened the door and I went outside and I kind of helped him into the store, okay, and walked him over to the copiers. He kind of showed me what he needed, and I took it from him and I did it for him. And then, you know, I took his money, and we didn't talk very much or anything, but this is a guy that I had never seen before, okay? And he was not a regular customer. He was somebody that I had never seen before. And so after I took his money, I went around the counter and I kind of took him by the arm again and kind of helped him out to his car. And it took, like, you know, like another 10 minutes for us to get from the door to his car. And right when he was going to shut the door for his car, he said, "Thank you, Michael." Just like that. "Thank you, Michael." And he got in the car and he drove away. And I never saw him again. But the weird thing is I didn't wear a name tag. He had no idea who I was. He had no idea what my name was. I mean, I never told him my name. But he knew my name and he thanked me in this really gracious way right when he shut the door of his car and he drove away. So, make of that whatever you will. I still don't know what to think of that one. It was pretty, pretty strange. Okay, so, and now I'll give you a third story. Another really weird story. This is true. This really happened, okay? I was having a conversation once with this guy, and we were talking about religion, okay? And it was, you know, somebody that I knew, not very well, but someone that I'd known for a little while, okay? And we're having this back and forth about religion and God and all those kinds of things, okay? And he was kind of being cynical about spirituality and religion and those things, okay? Which doesn't bother me because I'm used to that. But what was really weird was, as we were talking, maybe 15 or 20 minutes into our conversation, you know, I'm looking at his face while he's talking to me and he's looking at mine. We're having this conversation, and all of a sudden his face started to kind of go like translucent. Okay. And like this other face kind of popped through his face. It was kind of like morphing back and forth in between these two faces. And the second face, this other face that was coming through, looked like to me, okay, looked to me like the Grinch from that cartoon, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. Like, he had that kind of color, that kind of face shape, those kind of eyes, okay, and this really big, like, sinister grin, like going almost up to his ears. I mean, he looked like the Joker from Batman, okay? And he just kept talking to me, and this kept happening for maybe like 5 minutes, okay? And the conversation kind of like came to an end, and so did this like morphing of his face. And immediately after the conversation ended, for some weird reason, this guy, who was kind of like a big guy, kind of a burly guy, he started to weep. Like, he started to cry. Just out of the blue. Like, when this conversation was over, he, like, came out of whatever he was in. You know, he snapped out of it. And he started to sob. I mean, it was unbelievable. It was one of the weirdest things I've ever experienced. I've never had an experience like it before. I've never had another experience like it again. It was just that one time for about 5 minutes where this guy's face was actually changing in front of me. Now, you can call me crazy. That's fine. I don't care, but I don't think so. Okay? This was just a weird, isolated incident. Okay? So, make of that whatever you will, but it did actually happen. I mean what I say. It's a true story. So, with that, happy Halloween, everybody. Stay safe, be safe, have fun. And remember, folks, if you want to keep what you've got to give it away. Take it easy.